From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It's time once again for the Stephen Roy Podcast. And yes, I am he. Yeah, my voice is a little wonky. It is 7:14. 7:15. The evening of May 10th, 2025. Yeah, I've lost my voice. I've been yelling and everything else today. That's okay. We're still going to have fun here on the Stephen Roy Podcast and Rumble. Got a lot to talk about. Some good music to play, and so much more, as always, on the Stephen Roy Showage. Thanks to Dish Nut Pat for broadcasting the show on Radio Free Dish Nuts. Thanks to everyone who makes the Game Bird server possible. And let's go ahead and do the Rumble, shall we? Let me take these headphones off. Turn on the iPad. Oh, it's super high tech. I use a iPad to record the Rumble. Super high tech. There we go. Video. We don't need a picture. Welcome to the Rumble for May 10th, 2025. I am your hoster with the moster, Stephen Roy. If you're from a television station, you can see I have a beautiful, handsome face for radio. A great face for radio. And if you're a radio station, thanks for watching the Rumble. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Yes, I'm unlike anyone you have ever heard before. And that's why I would make your station so successful. I'm telling you, every radio station I listen to today, including nationally syndicated radio shows, are vastly, vastly underestimating their potential. They could do so much more to make radio fun again. And isn't that what it's all about? If you're going to listen to radio, if you're going to watch my Rumble, shouldn't it be fun? You don't want to hear me talking about politics all the time. Oh, I do. Yes, I do. But it's not all about that. Now, unless you've been living under a rock this week, you know that we have a new Pope. And I got a little teary when Pope Leo was announced. Why? Because he's the first Pope that's American. Now, it remains to be seen whether he's a conservative or a leftist like the last Pope, the first leftist Pope. Let's hope that Pope Leo is a little more moderate, at least, and tries to advance the Catholic Church. Why do you think donations are so down with the Catholic Church? Why do you think that people were disillusioned with the Catholic Church? Because Pope Francis, the first leftist pope, lost his way, right? The Catholic Church is not about gay weddings. It's not about gay priests. You know, I think priests should be married. Sean Hannity talked about that a lot this week. You know, in the first 1,200 years of the Catholic Church, priests did get married. In fact, 11 of the 12 apostles were married. So why can't a priest get married? I don't know. I think that's a bit unreasonable for me. I really do. I guess it's because you're supposed to be totally committed to the church and not even think about being with a woman. God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Now look, I don't judge somebody if you're a member of LGBTQ MS-13. I don't judge you for that. I don't judge leftist idiots either. We are all the same in the eyes of God. We have gay people that come to my church. God bless them. I'm not going to judge them. You're welcome in our church. How many times have I said that before? not just the church where I am now, at my last church. You are welcome to come if you're a gay, lesbian, bi, transgender, member of the MS-13. Well, I'm kidding there. The only reason I call it LGBTQ MS-13 is because, well, apparently leftist Dems think it's okay to be a child rapist, a woman rapist and murderer in the United States. That's okay. And that's what most MS-13 gang members are.
Oh, no, David, no. They're just contributing members to our society.
They're raping and murdering women and children. They're going stabby. Beep, 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 beep. They're going stabby on people. Lopping their heads off. Oh, yeah, they are contributing members of society. No human trafficking. No sex trafficking. No child labor. No molesting and rape of children. No sexploitation of children. No, 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 no. No drugs being brought into the United States. No. Hundreds of thousands, dare I say a million Americans have died because of illegal aliens in the last 4 years. Oh, no, that's not possible, David. Get me a napkin. Get me a Kleenex. A facial tissue. Isn't that funny? Why do they do that? They call it facial tissue. Well, yeah, I know blowing my nose is bad. Live on the air. What do you mean to do? You mean to have boogies coming down here? That's what they call them in Australia. A booger is a boogie. I think that's so funny. Haven't been there since 1982, I assume. Well, I know it's changed a lot since 1982. In fact, I even applied to a radio station that will remain unnamed, 96.5, in Australia. And, you know, they weren't interested in me because I don't have a permanent status there. Here's a newsflash from your Uncle Steven. If you want someone to come to your radio station and they're not Australian, you might have to help them with the visa. You don't think Tesla and SpaceX want great engineers from other countries? You can come here legally with a work visa. Why doesn't go? Oh, you have to be an illegal alien to go to Australia. That's right. I'm sorry. I did not know that. You have to be, if you're an illegal alien, it's okay to go to Europistan or Ireland or is that okay in Australia? It didn't used to be. You didn't used to be. You know, before President Trump was elected, I actually explored moving to Australia. But there were a few things to be cautious of. Now, I have a broadcast. I've been broadcasting since 1999. I've also got engineering experience. Telecommunications engineer experience. Oh, just over 30 years of that. That double qualifies me to go to Australia. D's and RN. Do you think that would qualify her to go to Australia? Yes, it would. Yes, it will. So it used to be in 2016, they wanted a skill for you to migrate to Australia. Of course, this was before the Rona. A bad thing? You have to put your animals in quarantine for like 30, 45 days, and you have to pay for it. Okay, well, I had 5 animals then, right? I had 3 dogs and 2 cats in 2016. Yeah, I had at least 2 dogs and 2 cats then. So that would have been fun, putting them in quarantine for a month to, a month and a half, 45 days. I keep drinking water because I'm dehydrated. Did stuff around the house all day. Today, Dee and I went to this great farmer's market in Wolfirth, Texas. It was a nice farmer's market. Got a little yucky at the end when the wind started blowing and was blowing a little dust. Not a shocker for West Texas, but it was a cool farmer's market. Most of the booths were permanent, and they had like a shed that they, you know, that they sold stuff from. So some of the sheds you went into to buy stuff, and other ones just was there for their storage, and then they had an EZF where they sold stuff. I had some really good mint tea. Now, I don't usually drink sweet tea. Now, sweet tea in Texas is different from sweet tea in the South. sweet tea in Georgia and North Carolina, where my family lives, it's like, hey, you want a little tea with your sugar? It's not like that in Texas. Texas sweet tea is typically not that sweet. It's good. It's really good. And then they put the mint in there. Oh my gosh, man. A fresh sprig of mint. It must have been like a squirt of mint juice or something. It was delish. That's what I had. And then D had strawberry coconut. Was it strawberry? No, it wasn't strawberry. It was just coconut sweet tea. And it was good, but not as good as my mint. My mint was really good. Why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep doing that? I'm a little tired, so if I seem a little weird tonight, if I see a little more weird than usual, then that's why. Been doing stuff all day. All right, let's go to the X. You can join me at X. Join me on X at Stephen Roy Radio. Have 7,300 followers as of right now, which is pretty key. Pretty cool. Let's go to replies. And there's lots of stuff on X to talk about since we're 9 minutes into the show. So Major 1-6 news I announced during the last show last week. What was the Major 1-6 news? The Department of Justice has settled with the Ashley Babbitt family for an undisclosed amount. Now, they sued the federal government for $30 million, so I have to assume it was something less than that. But, and that doesn't bring back Ashley. And why is that crapital cop still walking this earth when he should be in the pokey? Now, reverse the roles. Let's say the cop was white instead of black. Let's say that Ashley was black instead of white. So instead of the crapital cop being black, Ashley white, 40, like, you know, what was she? 4'11", 90 pounds, right? Was not a threat to this idiot. Yet he shot her in the head, shot her dead. Why was he not prosecuted? Now, if he was white and Ashley was black, they would have burnt down Washington, D.C., so that's the double standard that we have now. Did you hear that the Olympics are going to Los Angeles in 2028? Now, I lived in Los Angeles in, what was it, the mid to late 80s? I don't even remember, 88? When the last Olympics were there. And people were so freaking out that traffic was going to be so bad that everybody left town. So traffic wasn't bad at all. They had the equestrian events at Santa Anita Racetrack. That's where I grew up. I grew up in Arcadia, Temple City. Santa Anita Racetrack was right next to the Santa Anita Fashion Park, a mall where I basically, you know, roamed when I was a kid. And so, in fact, even when I was a young adult, let's see, I was 19 years old. I went to work for this company that was, I'm not going to mention the name of it, but it was a Fortune 500 company. And if they didn't give me anything to do, if it was slow, I would go to the movies at the Santa Anita Fashion Park. They had a fourplex, small theaters. And then what I would do is plan the time so I could go from one theater to another. Now, don't tell them I told you this. I would go from one theater to another after only paying for one movie. Now, I walked into like Jaws 3D or something, and I didn't have the 3D glasses, and the movie was so bad, I walked out. It was terrible. The original Jaws was awesome, but Jaws 3D was so bad. Even without the 3D glasses, I didn't even bother to go there. So what do you think? What do you think they will do in for the 2028 Summer Olympics? Do you think they're going to clean up L.A.? What are they going to do? They're going to get rid of all the homeless people? They're going to clean up L.A.? You know, they've done that. They did that in San Francisco when Xi Jinping went there. They just cleaned up all the homeless. God rid of all the drug addicts and the poo in the street. They spend like $75 million cleaning up poo. I'm not kidding you. Cleaning up poo and needles in San Francisco. No. Don't stop the homeless people from essing all over the place. They have a poo app in San Francisco. Yeah, they have a poo app in San Francisco to tell you where the poo is so you don't step in it. And so you can report poo. So there's poo all over the city. Funniest poo I ever saw was a guy dropping trow and taking a dump on Nancy Pelosi's driveway. I can't help it. That's funny. It is. It's funny. That's Scary Face Pelosi, if you don't know who I'm talking about. Did you hear that we wrecked them? Nigeri Kennedy, Texas Tech softball captures the Big 12 tournament. Not only are they the Big 12 league champions, Texas Tech is also the Big 12 softball tournament championship, the Big 12 tournament champions in softball. So that's awesome. The first time that's ever happened, ever. Now, when they got the coach from the LSU, they recorded Nigeri and they recruited a bunch of other players, transferred from LSU and other places, and they won the Big 12 league. They won the Big 12 tournament, and next they're going to win the Natty. Yes, they are. They're going to win the national championship, and it's going to be celebration in West Texas like I've never seen before. Closest thing to it is when we won the Final Four in 2019 in men's basketball. I wasn't here in the 90s. Check this out. With our grocery store discount today, I don't want to lie. With our grocery store discount today, we paid $1.99 for gas. Now it's like $2.30, $2.20, something like that. And we paid $1.99. Now that's only in West Texas, because in Texas we have lower gas taxes. Do we have any gas tax? It's low. Why not? The Permian Basin, right here in West Texas and eastern New Mexico, has the largest oil field in the lower 48. So why would we pay a buttload in gas? And now it has dropped nationwide. My brother reported this morning he paid $4.25 in Skankafornia. He hates it when I say that. Hates it when I say Skankafornia. Did you hear that the Bribens are considering... I can't even say it with a straight face. The Bribens are considering $30 million for some book. Now, do you actually think they're going to actually write that book? They're going to have a ghostwriter. The ghostwriter is going to write the book. And the rest is going to come from Dr. Jilly, babysitter. Why do I call her that? Why do I call Jilly the babysitter? Because she was Bribin's babysitter before his wife died. So the sickest photo I've ever seen is Jilly as a teenager sitting on Dementia Joe the pedo's lap, and, you know, when she was a teenager. So he was diddling her then. Makes me ill. I'm sorry, if you get your jollies from smelling and diddling kids, you're a pedo, you're a criminal. And you know what happens to pedos when they go to prison? Well, let's just say it's not good. It's not good. So, here's what I said. Who wants to read complete BS from the bribe and crime family? I'd rather be kicked in the Netherlands repeatedly by every kicker in worldwide rugby. So if you kick the ball in rugby, every kicker in worldwide rugby would line up and kick me in the Netherlands. I'd rather have that than be forced to read this ridiculous drivel about the Bribens, because they're a criminal enterprise that have taken advantage of our nation for what, 50, 60 years now? No, thank you. No. I'm not having anything to do with that. Now, why did I reference rugby? If you haven't seen it, I recommend you watch Six Nations on the Flicks. Now, I just discovered it recently. I've already watched season one. I'm in season two now. Season one is about the 2023 Six Nations tournament. If you don't know what that is, Six Nations in Europe have a rugby tournament. I think it's every four years, every so many years. I don't even know how often it is, to be honest with you, but it's a great tournament. So the 2023 tournament, or whatever you want to call it, that the first tournament was there. Second tournament is in season two. Maybe they have it every year. I don't know. All I do know is that rugby is awesome. And man, that is a tough sport. Now, I had no idea that it was so rough until I watched the Six Nations tournament. Now, we are talking about the best rugby teams in the world, the best rugby teams in Europe for sure. But it was tough. Now, I played American football in high school and college, okay? Tough sport. I'm telling you, you can't just go through the motions like you could in high school. When you go to college, you're lining up across men that are going to kick your A. And I found that out from the first play when I got my bell rung. That's what we used to call it. When I was playing football, it was, I got my bell rung. Do you know what that is? When you get your bell rung, that's at least a mild concussion. And that's totally different protocol today than it was when I know, it explains a lot about your Uncle Steven.
Yeah, I think you had your bell rung many times there, David.
Well, yeah, I probably did. You know, on June 20th, 2006, the day before my 40th birthday, I had a terrible accident where I broke my wrist, my nose, and I got 11 stitches. You probably can't see it, but right here, I can't grow a hair on my mustache. Very good, because I had stitches, 11 stitches right here and here, here and here. So I had like 8 up here and like 3 down here, right? And what happened was the ATV flipped on me. I was going up this mountain, Ward Peak, which used to be called Alpine Meadows, and I was going up this road, and my plan was to stop at where the snow line started, about halfway up the mountain, because they had like the biggest spring on record. The biggest spring on record in 2006. Global warming? No, I don't think so. So, by the time I got up there, it was like 12:30. I said, screw this. I'm not going up there today. So I turned the ATV around. I was coming down. There was about a foot of snow in one spot, and the thing went off the road, right? So I turned it around, and I started going uphill again like this, and I hit a boulder, and then boom, the thing did a wheelie on me, and the ATV started coming over like this, right? So I jumped off it, right? So my feet are on the ground now, and then it comes over, and the headlight hits me right in the nose, right? So I go like this, and then it hits my hand. My hand hits my nose, breaks my nose, splits my lip, and then oh my gosh, it was when the headlight hit my nose, when my wrist hit my nose, broke my nose. It was like a flood of blood went out my nose. Like a flood, like a spigot was turned on. So I hope you're not eating when you hear that. So the search and rescue couldn't find me laying on the side of the mountain. I called my friend, the contractor that worked for us that had a warehouse at the bottom of the hill. Don't ask me why I thought he could help me. He called 911. Search and rescue came out. They could not find me. I knew I was on the west side of the mountain. That's all I knew. I didn't know the road that went up to the mountain. Turns out I was on the wrong road. The maintenance road was on the other side of the mountain because I had never went up there in the summer. I had only gone up there in the winter on the lift. So, because we had an electronic side at the top of the mountain. So when they couldn't find me, I prayed and prayed that they would find me, that they would find me. And then shortly after that, the Care Flight helicopter flew overhead and saw me, and I found a ski pole, the pole that they used to mark trails, and it had like fluorescent tape wrapped around it, right? So I was waving that at the Care Flight helicopter. They landed about 100 yards from me, and it took 6 guys to carry me to the helicopter. They had to rest halfway because I was like almost 300 pounds. I'm not that much less now. I'm only about 7 pounds, 8 pounds less now than I was then. But I was in much worse shape then than I am now. Anywho, as far as I'm concerned, it was a miracle that they found me. I prayed, then bang, the helicopter was there. That was a miracle as far as I'm concerned. And so if you, I don't know if you believe in miracles or not, but that certainly was. I can tell you about 2 other miracles I had in my life. I was working in East... This is better than politics, isn't it? Yes, it is. I was working in the Eastern Sierra. I told you, I'm parched. Wasn't even that hot today, but, you know, I did so much. I didn't drink any water while I was working. I was working in the I was in the Eastern Sierra. I was working for a radio station. I went up this radio station to increase the power. In the summer, we had installed a new transmitter. And we had set it at, I don't know, like 500 watts. Well, it turns out the station was licensed for like 1,000 watts, right? So I drove up there first thing in the morning when the road was frozen. It was covered with snow. I went up there when the road was frozen and got my escape stuck. Stuck. I had a Ford Escape, slid off the road, buried it right up to the axle. I knew if I stayed there with my Escape that I wasn't going to escape, that I was going to be stuck there all night long. I had snowshoes because I snowshoed from my, after the car got stuck, I snowshoed from the car to where the transmitter was, turned the transmitter up to 1,000 watts, that's a kilowatt, and then walked back to my car. It was dark by now, and I thought, you know, if I don't walk out, I'm not going to get out tonight. So I walked 7 miles to the gate where it's like a towing recovery company met me there, and it was too late by then, you know, to get the car out, to get the Ford Escape out. So they gave me a ride home. Do you know it took us 3 days to get that car out of there? We ended up having to dig it out. Now digging it out means it was like, you know, like 2 feet of snow down to the road, and then we laid 2x6s on one end of that hole that we had dug, and then we went out there first thing in the morning, like at first light, we got out there, and then we laid the boards in that hole, and then the guy drove the car out of the hole, and then went out of the snow road before it melted. That's how we got my Escape out. So what was the miracle, David? The miracle was as I was walking out, I said Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I said that over and over and over and over again as I walked out. Why? Because that mountain had bears and mountain lion that would have tore me apart. And that's why I prayed that God would protect me, and he did. And I got out safely. As far as I was concerned, that was a miracle. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. The third miracle? In 2018, I had a mild stroke. Don't be scared, TV or radio station. I'm 99.99% recovered from that. I don't know if a slight bit of short-term memory loss was from that, or I'm 58 years old. Don't worry, I'm going to work for another 10 years. I'll sign a 10-year contract. Don't be scared. So, after my stroke, I lost half my vision. I mean half my vision. From the center of both eyes, had no vision to the left. I could see from here this way, from here to the right, from here to the left, from here to the right, from here to the right. Yeah, from here to the right. From here, going this direction, I could see nothing. I couldn't see my hand like I can now. Could not see it. Now, the neurologist threatened to take away my driver's license because of my loss of sight. And I said, no, please don't, because if you take away my license, I can't work because I'm on call 24/7, right? So he didn't take my license away. What is the miracle? My vision came back. Yes, it did. My vision came back. That's why I say every day that I walk this earth by the grace of God. By the grace of God go I, that my vision returned. Now, if you are a TV or radio station, my voice is not good, because I've been working and yelling all day today. And normally I record this show in the morning, on Saturday morning. And what time is it now? It is 7:44, and we're almost done with the show. Oh, I did want to mention this. Here's some instructions from your Uncle Stephen on how to destroy your business. Apparently, Donatella Versace, Donatella Versace has decided to have a dude represent her line of clothing. That's right. Versace enlists trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney to destroy her business. So a dude is going to put on women's clothes. That is certainly a recipe for success. She should model her line of clothing at Versace after Disney, because Mr. Mouse is doing such a great job of destroying every classic movie, like having a black Hispanic woman. Yes, a Hispanic woman play Snow White. Oh my gosh, that did so good in the box office. Not. Mr. Mouse destroyed ESPN with politics. Nobody wants to hear politics when they're doing sports. Let me give you an example. Here locally in West Texas, I listen to Double T 97.3 and 100.7 The Score because I am a big Texas Tech fan, right? So somebody went on the chat line on 100.7 and started going off on President Trump. Nobody wants to hear that on a sports show. Nobody wants to hear that on a sports radio station. Isn't it great that I didn't talk as much about sports today? Yes, it is. It's awesome. So nobody wants to hear about sports all the time. If you listen to sport, if you listen to me on my podcast, or if you watch my videos on Rumble, yeah, they're mostly about politics on the Rumble. I hope you like that. A lot of people watch more than ever. And if you like when I talk about myself, let me know. You can make comments on the Rumble if you are a member, or you can contact me at Stephen Roy Radio. Now, I have set my X at Stephen Roy Radio so that you cannot DM me unless you are a verified member. That means a blue check. Now, I had to do that because I was getting overran with spam. You can comment on my other posts, and if you're nasty, I'll block you. Please follow me. If you follow me, then I can respond to your DMs, but you have to follow me. Anyway, all right, that does it for the Rumble. Hope you enjoyed it. I know I enjoy bringing it to you each and every week. Hey, you have a happy Mother's Day. If you're a mom, happy Mother's Day. If you're a dog mom, a cat mom, happy Mother's Day. And wish your mother a happy birthday. My mother passed in 2013. And you know what, Dishnut Pat? I was thinking about Jerry today. And I never told you how sorry I am that she passed. But I remember hearing about that. And that's tragic. And I'm so sorry that happened. Unfortunately, I know how you feel, since I lost my mom in 2013. So make sure you cherish your mother and wish her happy Mother's Day. You have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. That does it for the Rumble. I will upload this to the Rumble server and turn off the studio lights. I think it's nicer outside than inside. So I will open the door for the podcast. Got some good music queued up for you. You know, D showed me a great article today. I think it was today. And it's not a new article. It's about George Strait and Alan Jackson when I think a few years ago, they did an album together to celebrate country music. Because a lot of what's country today is not good. Now don't get me wrong. There are some great artists, like Jason Aldean. I like his music. And so many others I do like. Some of them are too poppy. They're too poppish. And not country enough. Now, I like John Pardee. That's a good example. You know what my favorite country music instrument is? The steel guitar. I love that. And when we saw Zach Williams, he had a guy in his band playing the steel guitar. He had a stand-up steel guitar that hung off his shoulders, still played it flat like a steel guitar, but instead of it being on a stand and him sitting, he was playing it standing up. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed that. So let's play some good music for you. We'll start with Alan Jackson and drive on the Stephen Roy Show. The Stephen Roy Podcast.
It was painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp, I'd make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He'd let me drive her, we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pen road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with three-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was Mario Andretti when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
I was raised off of Route 3, past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven. Sinners and believers, learn that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've learned, I've come to know, there's life at both ends of that red dirt road.
Oh my God, RFD!
on my shoulder.
Spinning my wheels, I need to find a place where my heart can go to heal. I need to get there pretty quick. Hey mister, what you got out on that lot? You can sell me in a pinch. Maybe one of them souped up muscle cars, kind of makes you think you're stronger than you are. Color don't matter, no, I don't need leather seats. All that really concerns me is speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60, can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I is an open road and a whole lot of speed. I'd like to trade in this old truck, 'cause it makes me think of her and that just slows me up. See, it's the first place we made love, where we used to sit and talk on the tailgate all night long. But now she's gone and I need to move on. So give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60, can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I really need is an old some miles between us. Tear off that rearview mirror, there's nothing left to see. Yeah. Let me lean on that gas, all she catches up fast. So give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60, can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I really need is an old and a whole lot of speed. That's what
used to spend my nights out in the barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay strong on your.
Guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do when you see? smile again. Do we know each other very well? How can I show you I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love, and what I'd do to make you mine. Tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking. My hand.